Becker, and Professors Kasagi, Ito, and Iwamura, and are going to be talking about the search for gamma ray radiation in nickel copper zirconium nanomaterials and hydrogen gas system generating large excess heat.
Can we have the presentation, please?
Well, I'll talk about the search for gamma ray radiation in nickel copper zirconium, Niagara Falls, and
Moha.
How about this?
Moha.
Can you hear me then?
Yeah. Okay.
Right? So let's start from this. Why do we have to search for the gamma rays in the nickel plus hydrogen system? Of course, we know the nitrogen hydrogen system has been much broken among us in seed generation. Particularly in recent studies, we studied also hydrogen gas absorption by nickel-containing complex nanometals with this vast thermal energy, much rather than that of chemical reaction. But there's a big question. On the origin of this large excess heat generation. So far, Ocardi et al. Reported some radiations as evidence of nuclear reactions. We will try to specify the reaction if we can see the gamma rays. So that's why we have such for gamma radiation from our system. And I would say gamma ray measurements are very important. If there is discrete gamma rays there, we can specify the nuclear reaction, which is currently occurring, and also if there is a delayed gamma rays, we can specify the generated nuclei in this reaction, and also the 511 keV gamma rays, and that requires the positron electron annihilation process. That means there should be the positron, and also there should be the continuing gamma rays. That tells us the motion of the charged particles, for example, electron or positron and protons. Therefore, the gamma rays makes us a clear evidence for nuclear reaction, which is occurring currently. And also, I would say, I would show the next slide, most sensitive indication of nuclei. So, just that I calculated the counting rate expected for 1 watt output. Just assume the Q value, which is released from the reaction, is almost equal to 6.25 MeV. Then the reaction rate should be 10 to the 12 reactions per second. Even if you include the efficiency to detect them, I would say counting rate of the peak should be something around 10 to the 6th counts per second. This is a very large than the background gamma rays, typically something like 0.2 counts per second. So therefore, if there is a real reaction of the origin of this heat, then we can easily see that result. So this is the experimental setup, and, which is already explained by the Iwamura-san talk on the first day of this conference. So I don't do that. I don't do it. But just for the gamma ray experiment, what I put in the gamma ray detector, just around the chamber, reaction chamber, it is maybe placed for 10 centimeters from the chamber. And we did a gamma ray measurement for two rounds last years and this year. So this is the excess power during gamma ray measurement. And you see the for the upper figure, the run for the last year, and the lower one is this year. For the initial, we have some initial problem, but excluding these part, I mean shaded area, we have a total energy production of 1.3 megajoule in this area, right? So This is a typical background gamma spectrum. These data are taken with a Texas power. You can see lots of peaks in the spectrum, and all peaks can be identified. They are from the thorium Sirius and uranium Sirius, and also the potassium 40. And we know that daughter of nuclei of radon, that's a source of radioactive aerosols. So that is concentration of this background is changing time to time. So therefore, we should be a little bit careful if we saw something. But anyhow, the plus we see the sun setting 137. So this is just a remnants of Fukushima nuclear plant accident. We still have them, but very low counting rate right now. Okay, if we change to the foreground gamma spectrum, well, which is the we are during the time we are producing X power, but essentially no change. I mean, the foreground spectrum is almost similar as the background spectrum. All peaks agree with those in the background spectrum. So therefore, we have to search, we have to calculate how much gamma rays, we have to search for the upper limit of these gamma ray transitions. Okay, by assuming the some of the specific reaction is occurring. So first, we are assuming that nickel 58 plus proton. You can see there in the left side figure, it says the energy relation of the nickel 58 plus proton system. The starting from the red line, upper line, there's a lot of capture gamma rays. There should be the capture gamma rays, and they made a blue line called cobalt 59, and it decays within 1 second. Then we could see the nickel 59 gamma rays. We should see these two transitions. But you look at that spectrum on the right side, we have just a continuous background. So therefore, we set the upper limit should be the free standard deviation of the background. Then we can calculate how much count we get. And then also we get the number of the reactions, how much reactions we can get during the measurement. That's only the 10 to the 7th. And we know the total energy production, it is 1.3 megajoule corresponding to the 8 times 10 to the 18 MeV. So divided that, expected number of the reaction is 10 to the 17. But the reality is, I can conclude that contribution of this particular process is just a contribution to the excess energy. It's just that less than 10 to minus 11. So that means the nickel plus proton reactions are not a heat source at the present experiment. And then we can just imagine it. I want to introduce some kind of quasi particles that a proton rests with the electrons inside the metal. So I just put a P quotation. So this is a proton rests with the electrons. So this behaves when the two things are closed, I mean nickel plus this dressed proton closed, then it can cause the virtual transition, make a virtual neutron, and that neutron is absorbed to the nickel target. Then we have, we are just a red line of an energy diagram, which is shown in the middle of your slide. Then finally, we have to see these two transitions, at least 339 and 465. But you look at the spectrum, there's no such signals. So I can calculate again how much this process contributes to the energy production. The conclusion is contribution of this reaction to the excess energy is less than 10^-9. So that means nickel plus, I would say, dressed proton reactions are not a heat source. Then I have to go to just a P plus quick P reaction occurring with a nickel base or copper base, whatever it is, in the surrounding circumstances. So just show the Feynman diagram here, the P plus P going to the deuterium and the positron and the neutrino. So the left side, the figure shows the continuous spectrum of positron because the final state is free body. But anyhow, the positron is decay, energy of the positron is reduced when it going inside the material, then finally gets the electron and makes up two gamma rays. That is 5-11 gamma rays, and we look at the 5-11 gamma rays, oh gee, there's a there. But this is from the natural background. So therefore, we have to again just see upper limit of this one, and we did the same thing as we did before, then finally got this number. Okay, contribution of this reaction to the excess energy is just less than 10^-14. Again, the P plus P going to D plus P plus neutrino reaction is not a heat source in this case. And then we look at the continuing gamma rays. Yes, we sometimes observe gamma ray yield exceeded over background yield. What we show here is just an average counting rate for the last year's run and this year's run. Well, sometimes fluctuating, and that fluctuation is much bigger than the fluctuation of background statistics itself. For example, if you look at the SZ7 for the last year's run, you see jump up. But actually, we found that this change is consistent with that of the monitor. We have a monitor, a radiation monitor outside, because our laboratory has an accelerator, three or four accelerators, so we always monitor that. So for the last run, and the monitor shows with the brown line, it's suddenly going up, just consistent with our observation. And on the right-hand side figure shows the outside monitor behavior just as our result. So therefore, our conclusion for this continuous gamma rays, we conclude that yields of continuous gamma rays are less than the statistical fluctuations. Okay, but anyhow, we can expect some of the continuous electrons from the, let's say, dress P going to E plus D plus neutrino reaction. So this is the dress protons inside the metal. Then we get a, let's say, 0.5 MeV average energy from the electrons, not from the neutrino, because the neutrino is not carried out his energy by just kinetic energy. So there, but I can calculate the expected spectrum of the electron and the gamma ray. In the slide shows the electron spectrum by blue line, and you can see the kinetic energy spread out very wide range. But the Bernstein strength is concentrated on the very low energy region. So that's, we can estimate the upper limit of this process. As I said, we did the same way, but in this case, I just calculated larger energy range from 100 kV to 600 kV. But anyhow, the conclusion is this. Contribution of this reaction to the excess energy is, again, less than 10 to the minus 9. So therefore, this is not a heat source either. But we can continue this way, just consideration, multiple reactions. We look at spectrum, energy spectrum. Okay, so this is a 3D case, three just protons going to the D plus P plus two electrons and a neutrino. Then the electron spectrum is just shown the upper graph. In this case, if you compare the energy spectrum before, then you see the electron energy shifted towards the lower energy side. So that means we can something expect some excess yield for the low energy gamma rays. And also the proton energy is also shift down, and neutrons also. And we can do that for the four dressed protons also, and then calculate the spectrum. But in this case, the energy of the released energy is much larger than the three-body case. Therefore, the expected spectra has a high energy component than the three-body case. So therefore, if this kind of four-body reaction there, then we could see the gamma rays, continued gamma rays for over 100 keV. And for the proton case also, the proton energy is larger, so therefore, we could see the nickel plus P gamma reaction to a remnant, but we don't see that. So just simple, I want to show that just simple measure of reaction probability. That's because this is just the continuation of from the high energy side. So penetrability is given this equation, and just calculate simply at two-body cross-section, like this way, then we can compare how difficult these reactions are. For example, we compare the P plus P and the nickel plus P. So the final process should be the weak interaction process. So therefore, for P plus P case, we have a 10 to the minus 119 probability. But for the nickel plus P case, we have a 10 to the minus 3,986 probability. So that is it. But if you compare with a D plus D reaction, so in this case, if including the electromagnetic interaction, the D plus D shows us 10 to the minus about minus 150. And in this case, proton case, including interaction, 10 to the minus 20. So in that shows the PP reaction, the weak interaction might not be so disadvantageous at ultra-low energies. But anyway, we need high electron density for large screen as well as enhanced weak processing. So conclusions, there were no gamma transition down to 50 kV during the heat generation of 5.3 megajoules. Only upper limits of gamma emissions were obtained. Several reactions were examined, although they are only kinematically possible and no dynamics are considered at all. But anyhow, the nickel plus P or nickel plus dressed P reaction did not occur. The contribution is 10 to the minus 9, less than 10 to the minus 9. The PP plus D plus E plus neutrino reaction or the dressed 2P reaction did not occur. The contribution is 10 to the minus 9. Three-body dressed P reaction for the body dressed proton reactions were also discussed. And finally, I want to stress that measurement for E gamma less than 50 keV are very important to make the possible of multiple reactions as other possibilities. Thank you.
Thank you. according to the Wheeler-Marshall theory, gamma rays are suppressed. They're shifted into the infrared by high mass electrons, like a Compton chip. So I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying.
Lack of gamma rays is a provable assumption. There's no reaction.
That's why. So the theoretical people should find a way why the gamma ray transition not occur.
Could you define what you mean by the photons that are dressed?
I imagine that that's not a hydrogen. But anyhow, we are measuring the screen energy of deuterium. So we thought that the deuterium is much, deuterium surrounding the electron seas, and close to the deuterium, the density of that electron should be larger than that. So therefore, I can imagine that the extension of a so-called Thomas Fermi atomic model. So that's not a real hydrogen, but you see the very exponential distribution of electrons surrounding that. I'm imagining such kind of that, but according to our result of screen potential, we need a very much high density surrounding that.
So you would not be considering the deep orbit electrons?
Well, not right now.
Thank you.
Last question.
It's maybe more a suggestion than a question, that taking these fluctuations of the background into account, I think it would be valuable to subtract the background and measurement runs, and then look at what is the difference and see what is the continuum spectrum.
Yeah, that's right. We did that. So you see the on the red line, a red curve is the background, and the blue line is the foreground. We saw the sun here.
Yes. Yes.
So subtraction one is this.
Okay, so there is some radiation signature, to be clear. It's just, I don't know how to interpret this radiation signature.
No, I would say this is from the other side. So if you want to measure something like that, you have to put at least two detectors. One is just focusing your device, and the other detector blocked from them, close to your detector. Then you can know there's another effect from the outside.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.